Hey, welcome back. It's part two of our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer Radio 90.1. And we're joined by Jane Anderson, way up there in TRF, Minnesota. Hello, Jane.
What a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much for joining me. Jane and I have talked off and on over a number of years. And for those who are tuning in maybe for the first time or are new listeners and don't know who Jane is, if you would, give us a table-setting scenario. Where are you from? Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm originally from Thief River Falls. Okay. I graduated from high school here, and then I went off to college, and I spent about 10 years away. I did theater in Montana and in San Francisco. I went to graduate school in Arizona, and like Dorothy, I just had to come home again.
Jane went to Bemidji State, and you have a heck of a voice, I've heard. Is that right?
Oh, that's really nice of you to say.
Yeah, a soprano. And she's also an actress and a director, and you are an executive. Tell me about that.
I'm the executive director of the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater, and that means I do a little bit of everything. I produce shows. I've done a lot of directing lately. I've acted. I kind of have a new area that I really, really love. I've been doing costuming for about, I think, 5 years now. That came about because we didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
Someone had to do it, and so I stepped in for one season and found that I just really have a passion for costuming.
As far as your season goes, is there a season? Is there a spring, fall, summer, winter season, or how does that work?
Well, we mostly, our big season is in the summer. We operate out of the Northland College Theater in Thief River Falls, and when students are not there in the summer, they are so gracious as to let us use their theater facility, which is really a nice little theater. It's 200 seats, it's modern, and it's getting air conditioning this fall, so next summer it'll even be cool and comfortable. And so that's our main season, but we are also doing some things off-season. For instance, we are producing the play Barefoot in the Park at the Eagles Club in Thief River Falls in February, kind of a Valentine's Day thing. And then we are doing, we just started year-round Radio Readers Theater with 90.1.
That's right, and that's our main thrust of our conversation today. For those who have not tuned into our Radio Readers Theater, define that for me. What is that?
Well, what it is, it's plays that we do on air each month. So we find scripts that are eligible to be read on air. Not all scripts are. Not all companies that handle scripts are willing to give us the rights to do this. So we have found one company that will allow us to, and they're pretty extensive. So that was a big job, finding that and discovering that. But what we do is we take these scripts and we dole out the parts. We practice them as actors, and then we record with Mark Johnson, and he edits and produces those, and then they air.
And this is a fairly new venture, so I assume there's a learning process involved?
It's a learning process for us, as well as the actors and everyone else involved, in that some plays that you would act out on the stage, there's so much visual that's needed. So when you read these scripts for radio, you really have to think about that. And we've been able to do that, but it takes a little bit more narration. So we usually add a narrator sometimes to help the audience bridge what's happening. So if someone's entering or exiting or pausing or something like that, we found we need to give the listener that you so they can keep up with what's happening. We've found that you really need to think about voice type. So again, so that the listeners know who's talking, because if voice types are too much alike, it's very difficult.
Right.
It's really helped us emphasize the use of the voice.
Right.
You know, you don't have the movement, the visuals to help the audience along. So you have to get the story across just with your voice, and which is probably for you is second nature. For us, that's something that we have to constantly keep in mind and sort of learn some of that.
So how many programs have you produced so far?
So far, we have produced and aired two.
Okay.
We have recorded another, which Mark is engineering now, and then we are on board to rehearse and record another one soon.
You mentioned Halloween and a theme on Halloween for Edgar Allan Poe. When is that coming on?
Well, it aired last Friday night, but it also is airing tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
Makes sense. Halloween, 9 p.m. All right.
Yeah. It's a beautiful show. I enjoyed listening to it so much on Friday night. It's Rob Burkell and Scott Preem. There's just two actors in this case reading various pieces of Edgar Allan Poe's, such as The Telltale Heart, The Raven, and one called Ulalume, which I'd never heard of before. But it's a lot of fun to listen to, and Mark has just done an amazing job with background music and sound effects. It's really eerie, so I would recommend that you get your trick-or-treating done, get home, and turn the radio on tomorrow night.
Okay, 9 o'clock here on Pioneer 90.1 for that Halloween performance. Now, for the actors that have done this work in the previous two shows, what's their reaction to their work when they hear themselves and what they're doing? They got to be fired.
Well, I was in the first show.
Okay.
And it was fun and a little nerve-wracking to listen to it. And the others have felt the same, too. It's really thrilling. I know both times I've been in the studio after recording, when we finally finish, everybody just cheers and starts clapping and, you know, really fun to be a part of it. There's such an energy in the room. I was kind of worried about that. You know, you're just in this little room and everybody is speaking into microphones. And what we found was before we start recording, we find a scene that everybody's involved in. And we spend about 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe, just getting into character before we actually start recording.
I've been asked in the past, what do you do for a living? And my response is fairly simple. I talk to myself in a small room. And I get paid
for
it, too.
That's not a bad way to make a living.
Exactly right, yeah. That Halloween special again tomorrow evening at 9 here on Pioneer Radio, 90.1 FM. And for those who are listening far away, if you have relatives, family, friends, they can tune in at radionorthland.org, radionorthland.org, or northlandcollege.edu. Now, before you go, one more quick question about the upcoming 2019 shows for the theater up in Thief River.
Yes.
Do you have any picked out yet?
I do. Can I tell you what they are?
Yes, please do.
Well, I've mentioned that we're doing Barefoot in the Park in February at the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And then next summer's lineup, we're starting out with Death of a Salesman. And then the adult musical is Cabaret,
okay.
Followed by The Jungle Book for the elementary kids.
Oh.
And The Music Man for the teens.
What fun.
So we're actually splitting the cast of The Music Man. We're going to have two casts. We're going to have a middle school cast and a high school cast because we have grown out of the program. We want to make sure that we can include everybody who wants to be in it. We should have over 100 actors on stage next summer.
Isn't that great? And it's local talent. It's from, it's from Thief River and the area. It's local talent and folks that you may be neighbors with, your local banker, whoever. I mean, they come out and they do what they do.
Thanks.
In providing live, local theater. And it's a wonderful thing.
It's a real community within a community.
Yes. I'm long on time here, but one more quick question as to how important the Arts Council is to your efforts in theater.
Tremendous. Without the Arts Council, we would still be here, I believe, but we probably would only be doing 1 to 2 shows a summer. I don't think we would have been able to start the kids' programs at all. We would not be doing these radio shows, and the dinner theater in February would be questionable. We might be able to pull that off, but the legacy grants have improved the quality and the number of people we are able to serve tremendously.
And for those who want to find out more about the arts in Thief River through the theater, is there a website for TRFACT?
Yes, there is. In fact, you just said most of it. It's TRFACT.org.
Very simple. Well, Jane, thank you so much again. It's been a joy. Thank you. And no matter what you do, break a leg, okay?
Thanks, Rom.
Jane Anderson on our update from the Arts Council here on Pioneer 90.1.